This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Hamas-run Interior Ministry in Gaza is reporting heavy damage from Israeli airstrikes across the region, including southern areas where Israeli officials had told Palestinians to seek refuge. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Israeli airstrikes tore through a busy marketplace at a refugee camp in central Gaza, killing at least 10 people, injuring many more. As a doctor at Al-Aqsa Hospital described the carnage, more blasts are heard and he flinches. Saturday, an Israeli airstrike hit a cafe in the south where displaced people had gathered to charge their phones. The Israeli military says it's striking Hamas targets. Daily rocket attacks by Palestinian militants also continue into Israel. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel says Sunday a second batch of humanitarian aid was allowed into Gaza at the request of the U.S. and according to instructions from other political officials. On Saturday, 20 trucks entered in the first shipment into the territory since Israel imposed a complete siege 2 weeks ago. Sunday's batch included only water, food, and medical equipment with no fuel, Israel said. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham on Sunday in Tel Aviv, Israel, accused Iran of involvement in the October 7th Hamas onslaught that triggered a Gaza counteroffensive by Israel and warned any escalation of the war could exact a cost from Tehran.
We're here today to tell Iran we're watching you. If this war grows, it's coming to your backyard. There won't be two fronts, there'll be three.
The Republican spoke along a bipartisan group of senators who offered their support